Don't live life at the roadside attraction. Find out why in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Anyone who has ever driven the interstate has seen them, billboards advertising roadside attractions. Anyone who has ever stopped at one has discovered the truth. The attraction never lives up to the billboard. When I was young, we frequently drove by a billboard advertising the world's largest snake farm. Most people probably drove by that billboard without even noticing. Most 9-year-old boys like me couldn't help but notice. I couldn't imagine anything greater than the world's largest snake farm until the day my dad finally stopped there. World's largest turned out to be a room roughly the size of a convenience store. The snake farm turned out to be 15 snakes in aquariums not much larger than the one where my goldfish lived on the dresser in my home bedroom. I was one disappointed 9-year-old, and my dad wasn't too excited about having to pay for tickets to see fewer snakes than we saw most weeks at my grandfather's farm. The world is full of roadside attractions, distractions from the main destination. Promises to make your life better, to find true happiness, but make no mistake, they're just snake farms. Peter warns about focusing on the distractions of life in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. There the Bible says, "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourself with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." In the previous passage, Peter calls believers to a life of holiness. In this passage, he reemphasizes the reason why. We are bought at a great price, not with silver or gold, but with nothing less than the blood of the Lamb without blemish, Jesus himself. There's an old joke about a pastor who every Sunday had a children's sermon, and all of the children knew that every week it would wind up the same way. He would tell them about how much Jesus loved them. One Sunday, he started the children's time explaining that he wanted to play a game with them. The preacher said, "I'm going to describe what I'm thinking about, and I want you to tell me what it is. It's small and furry, has a big fluffy tail. Sometimes you see them scampering across the ground, gathering acorns, or maybe running across a telephone line, but usually you'll see them up in a tree." One little boy raised his hand, so the pastor asked him, "Johnny, what am I thinking about?" Johnny said, "Preacher, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like you're talking about a squirrel." We laugh sometimes about the Sunday school answer, how Jesus is always the answer to our problems of life. But sometimes we forget how powerful that truth really is. We don't have all the answers for our life, but we do know the answer, and the answer is Jesus. What you have in Christ is more precious than silver and gold. The answer is, and always will be, Jesus. Whatever you're facing, you can know that answer too. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.